This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Justice for George means freedom for all.
George Floyd's brother, Philonis, after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Hundreds of people went into the streets of Minneapolis after the verdict was announced, some running through traffic with banners. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
On three charges of murder and manslaughter.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdict on Court TV, with Chauvin convicted for pinning Floyd to the pavement for 9.5 minutes. Video shows Floyd repeatedly saying he can't breathe.
Today, we are able to breathe again.
Brother Philonis Floyd cried at the White House.
It was a murder in the full light of day. And it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see.
President Biden saying the nation has a long way to go in defeating systemic racism. It must always remember the words, I can't breathe.
We must not turn away. We can't turn away.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said last night.
True justice for George Floyd will come through real systemic change to prevent this from ever happening again. When every member of our community, no matter their race, their religion, their background, is safe, valued, and protected.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Protesters went into the streets last night in Columbus, Ohio, after a police officer shot and killed a black teenager who swung at two people with a knife, according to body cam video released by police. More than 50% of adult Americans have now had at least one COVID shot. President Biden will talk about this today and about his efforts to expand vaccine distribution and access in his first 3 months in the White House. This is AP News. Many Americans watched the Derek Chauvin murderer trial. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
The verdict in the Derek Chauvin case was must-see TV for many Americans.
We're adjourned.
We won't know right away just how many millions tuned in when the jury came back with its verdict. Guilty of all charges for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd, but there was no shortage of outlets for news that Chauvin would be going to prison for killing Floyd almost a year ago. Chauvin's eyes darted around as he gazed at the jury, his facial expression hidden by a mask, but on TV there was a visible release of tension from anchors, analysts, and crowds captured by cameras outside the courtroom. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Dow lost 256 points yesterday. The NASDAQ and the S&P down 128 and 28 points. The latest from Wall Street. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.